This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon, 7 past the hour. Congressman Kelly Armstrong joins us in just a moment. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Chris Hollister from the eye of the storm, Hurricane Ian, down in Florida. We'll find out what things are like on the ground there, so stay tuned for that as well. Our thoughts and prayers certainly with the folks as they watch this now nearly Category 5 hurricane come barreling on the shores of Florida, so we'll keep you posted on that too, and find out what it's like to be in the middle of it from a resident down there. Coming up right now, Congressman Kelly Armstrong joins us for our biweekly chat here on the program. Kelly, how are you?
You know, I'm good, and thanks for mentioning that. I mean, we don't have the market cornered on weather catastrophes, and everybody down in Florida, we just hope everybody stays safe. And at this point in time, it's too late to leave, so shelter in place and take care of yourselves and give your loved ones a hug.
Yeah, no kidding. You just sit here saying, gosh, can this thing take a turn? can it be reversed? Can it go a different direction? Can it, you know, just all the tracks point to a really, really, really horrific situation for Florida. So we will hope for the best. And I know there's a lot of North Dakotans with property down there, too, and it's just right now you worry about life and limb, that's for sure.
They can dig out when it's over. Let's just hope everybody stays safe right now.
Yeah, exactly right. We had somebody call earlier that watched the debate. I forgot about it, so I didn't actually watch it last night. But the person who did call was very disgusted with Kara Mund and some of her comments. What's your take on last night's debate?
Yeah, I mean, we did it. I think you know this about me. I go anywhere. I'm passionate about issues that are important in North Dakota. I think there was a clear distinction drawn. My overall, be who you are. Just be who you are. Be authentic. Otherwise, you have to pretend your whole time. And I don't think anybody after watching that will think that, I mean, she's not liberal. And that's just the reality of where we're at, which is fine. I mean, nobody's entitled to these races. Everybody's allowed to run and have their positions. But be honest about who you are and why you're running.
So is she being honest about who she is and why she's running?
I don't think so. I just don't. We're pretty good at this. When people get in the race, we look. It's hard for me to find a single conservative policy that she has ever supported or approached. She's against the Paris Climate Accords. She supports red flags laws. Her number one priority when she goes to D.C. is to codify Roe v. Wade. That does not sound like anything I know of any Republican in North Dakota or D.C. or otherwise.
Yeah, interesting. I earlier shared with the audience a Morning Consult new poll that said Democratic voters who say they are either extremely or very enthusiastic about voting in the upcoming election is now at 58%, 54% for Republicans, but mid-April that was 61-48 Republican advantage. Do you believe that?
You know, a lot of the places where the Democrats are overperforming in the polls over the last 6 weeks are the same places where the polls have been wrong traditionally in history and in recent history. So You know, I'm on NRCC leadership, which is the political arm of the Republican Conference in the House, and I can tell you that our battleground numbers and our candidate recruitment is really going to come through. And I think we're going to have a much better election than the political chattering class in Washington, D.C. is expecting. Kind of like we did last year when they said our last election, when they said we were going to lose 20 seats and we ended up winning 15.
What do you think is going to happen? What's your best guess seat-wise as far as a pickup?
I've been saying this from the beginning, and I'm lucky for me, I get to see, you know, a little information that maybe not everybody else does, but I say the over-under is 22, and I'm taking the over.
The over-under is what?
22 seat pickup in the House, and I'll take the over.
I got it. Okay.
I mean, I think one of the things that we haven't done a good job of as Republicans is baking in the 15 seats we weren't supposed to win 2 years ago. And everybody gets fired up and everybody gets excited, and there's reasons for that. And I think, unfortunately, the reasons for that is because the Joe Biden one-party control in Washington, D.C. over the last 2 years has legitimately driven the American economy into a ditch. And at the end of the day, people care that eggs are 39% more expensive, or that food, that people are spending $700 more a month right now than they were when Joe Biden took office. I mean, inflation is the most regressive tax that exists. And it is significantly hurting people in a real meaningful way. And it double hits in North Dakota when your number one and two industries are ag and energy. And when you walk into a grocery store and steak is twice as expensive as it was a year ago, if you can find it, and you're a cattle producer and you know none of that is coming back to your operation, you're not having a nuanced debate about policy. You're pissed off, and you should be. And I think that's what's going on. And I think Republicans have a plan to deal with this, and we have a plan to hold this administration accountable.
Questions or comments for Kelly Armstrong, certainly welcome on our chat today. 701-271-1100, toll-free at 855-200-1776. You press 2 when you call the toll-free telephone number. Linda in Fargo for Congressman Armstrong. Go ahead, Linda.
Yes, Congressman Armstrong, I am wondering who's keeping track of all these middle-of-the-night flights that brought thousands and thousands of illegals into red states and blue states in remote or smaller communities that can change a red state to blue. And, you know, I think that a lot of these illegals, they got those free telephones when they got to the border, and I read that they were from China, and they're set up on TikTok to vote in the midterms. And, you know, the Dems got caught in the 2020 election. They know there was fraud. They got caught. They're not going to cheat the same way. They're going to do something different. So I'm very concerned. And what's your answer for that?
Well, first of all, I think the reality of this ends up being when the federal government moves them internally into the country, they move them to the place where they have federal resources. They don't have other options to do that. But that's not the real concern. The real concern is the catch and release down at the border, where they turn so many of these people. They give them a slip of paper saying, "Hey, if you would be so kind, would you reappear in court here in 6 weeks?" But then they turn them into the interior in the country, and they have no mechanism to track them or see where they go. So I'm less concerned about the organized side of that, particularly because, like, it's very difficult to do that in a place without the resources that exist. But I'm more concerned about the fact that they're just turning them loose into the interior of the country without any oversight or ramifications. And most importantly, they're not following federal law to do it, which, outside of any political ramifications, should make every American angry.
Yep, absolutely.
Linda, appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dana in Valley City for Congressman Armstrong. Go ahead, Dana.
Yeah, Congressman.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Taking my call today. I have two questions. The first one is do you call yourself a fiscal conservative, sir?
Yes.
Okay. My question is what is yours and the Republicans' comprehensive, measurable, short, and long-term goals to deal with government spending and the national debt?
Well, First of all, we will put a balanced budget position together. And I can tell you this because I serve on what's called the Republican Study Committee, which is the largest committee or largest conference of the Republican Conference. And it's pretty easy to vote against the debt ceiling increase when you're in the minority. It just is. Listen, that's an easy vote. But we submitted a letter to leadership of our own party, not just the other party, saying, listen, we know we're going to have to raise the debt ceiling when we take back the majority, but we are just telling you. So the short term is we're telling you we're not voting for that without significant spending reform. And we submitted that 6 months ago to make sure nobody comes to us 12 hours before we have to take the vote and say, hey, we need your vote here, because they're not going to get it. Long term, we have to have a 10-year balanced budget. I would like it to be shorter, but the reality is if you do it shorter than that, you're not, one, austerity measures are never politically popular, and you can't continue with the past if you're not in power. And two, it's the reasonable, most realistic way to get our spending back on track.
So that's the short-term, long-term answer. Congressman, just remember that these are all words until there's action, because we've had senators holding up there for 12 years deficit spending. So after the midterms, this blame it all on the Democrats or economy stuff, it's over. Your feet are to the fire.
Well, and to be clear, I never voted for a CR or budget resolution under the Trump administration, and I sure haven't done it under the Biden administration.
Dana, thanks for the call. When we come back, more of our conversation with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. 16 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hot spring spas and pool tables too ought to be your first stop if you want this coming fall and winter to be unlike any you've ever had before. right now in stock and ready to deliver, Hot Spring Spas. Great financing packages with the absolute best ownership experience, better massage, better water, better energy. You're going to get in it more. You're going to use it more. You're going to get out better than you got in. That's the wellness piece of this. Same thing on the saunas, by the way. Finley-owned saunas as well. 12 of the greatest health and wellness benefits offered on the planet. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. West Fargo next to Spitfire. Grand Forks, Grand Cities Mall, and Bismarck as well on the expressway. One more segment with Congressman Kelly Armstrong today on the program, 21 past the hour. Question we were asking earlier from our audience is, you know, Republicans take back control, get the majority back, what do they do with it? I've asked you this question before, and one of the key things you've always mentioned is oversight. But give me the list. What is the ironclad promise that will be done if Republicans take back control of the House and Senate?
First three bills we have to introduce is a border security bill. And, I mean, there are just various reasons for timing and all of that, why it might, whatever. But, I mean, and listen, this is a fentanyl issue. This is an overdose issue. There have been overdoses in every community in North Dakota over the last 2 years. That fentanyl has come across the border. Now, we recognize that we're probably not going to have 60 votes in the Senate, and we don't have a veto-proof majority from the Biden administration. So we know that. That doesn't mean we don't introduce it. And it doesn't mean we don't put a real, solid, substantial bill on the floor that actually secures our southern border. And we know the answer because President Trump did it. We know how we can do these things and utilize these things to put pressures on Mexico. But then you go into the Oversight Subcommittee on Energy and Commerce, and your first three hearings should be on fentanyl, fentanyl, fentanyl. You go into judiciary, you have your hearing, and we're going to, I mean, Dr. Fauci's retirement plan should be testifying in front of Congress. And if it's not, that's what his retirement plan is going to be. But also, you go into Ed and Labor and have oversight, and you have oversight hearings on why border town schools have kids that are reading at a third grade level when they're in the fifth grade, don't speak English, and what that's costing. And you go to the Foreign Affairs Committee and you talk about the pressures in the Northern Triangle countries and why they're coming up. And you continue to build the case. You don't just introduce the bill and then throw up your hands and say we don't have 60 votes in the Senate. You put absolute maximum pressure on. You make it difficult for Democrats to go back to their districts and talk about these issues. Because if anybody's ever dealt with a family who's had somebody overdose on fentanyl, this isn't a political issue. It's a human issue. It's emotionally gut-wrenching. It's absolutely avoidable, and we need to deal with it. So you coordinate all of that, and you continue to do that, because if you can't get the bill through the Senate, then the very least you want to do is make sure it's politically top of mind for everybody. And Democrats got to go back into their own districts and answer tough questions. And you can do that with all different sorts of issues that people care about. You can do it about energy policy. You can do it about all of the different regulatory burdens that our cattle producers face in finding more competition in the marketplace. But I've been pretty impressed with the lead up to doing this in far as how we're coordinating. You know, leadership has been talking to individual members of Congress about how to conduct an effective oversight out of their offices and making sure to do those things, because we have to recognize no matter how good this election goes, we're still not going to have the White House, and we've never had 60 votes in the Senate, so I think assuming we will is probably not accurate. I don't think I've seen any projections that get us that far, but we need to build the case and we need to keep the pressure on, and that is the one thing we can do in the House better than the Senate. Listen, I served on judiciary for 2 years in the minority, and I can promise you I had no rights on the committee staff. I didn't determine what hearings we were having. I couldn't determine what witnesses we were calling. So we have the microphone. We have the megaphone. And the real answer to all of this is it's the only way to offset the D.C. media and what they cover. And that takes organization and coordination, and it'll show the American people, A, that we're fighting about something that's important, and B, that we're actually trying to deliver on what we said we'd deliver on.
Let's go back to the phones. Bruce is on the road for Congressman Kelly Armstrong on line three. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, say, I was just wondering, I'm going to actually double down on the national debt, because obviously that's
main cause for our inflation and stuff like that, and I don't want to just hear about it every election time, and that's what happens with so many people. The only time we hear about the national debt and the deficit going is during this this time of year. And as far as the senators running, I mean, Hovind has never done anything for it. He might talk about it. Rick Becker said he's going to do something about it, and we got to give him a chance. And I got to give you a question because that's the idea here. Is
you're very good. You sound like you could be in politics.
Actually, that's my wife's job, but. Right now, I'm talking, I'll get to the question was term limits. You're probably going to guess, obviously, I'm a fan of term limits, if I break it up. What is your thinking of that, about that, Kelly?
Well, first of all, it's on the ballot. So North Dakota voters are going to decide. My guess is it'll probably pass. But I have to be honest with you, I've never been a real supporter of term limits, particularly from somebody who recruited legislators in a part-time legislature in the state of North Dakota. Finding quality candidates to run when it is an incredible time suck, and I think we have the best form of government. I mean, I know we get frustrated, but I'm just telling you, we have more access to our elected officials. People in D.C. and people from other states are absolutely shocked when I tell them how much access we have to our legislators, how we do it. I mean, they don't have offices. They don't have any of these things. So I am not a fan. I think I have a term limit every 2 years. Every 2 years I'm up for reelection, and that's when I can be termed out. And I think that moves all across the thing. But that being said, it is on the ballot, and the North Dakota citizens are going to decide. And whatever they decide, we're going to move forward with.
Let's squeeze in one more call quick from Pat. Pat, go ahead. Your question for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Hi, Pat. Go ahead.
Kelly, what have you done or what do you plan to do, you and John Hovind and Kevin Cramer, to ensure that we have fair and equitable elections going forward?
So one thing is I've done actually quite a bit, because when Democrats introduced their H.R. 1, which is their election bill, I have to go in and get North Dakota exempted because we're the only state without voter registration. And every bill that anybody's ever introduced in D.C. would make it harder to vote. But I mean, I think you can just look at the Electoral Count Act that was just passed by Democrats in the U.S. House, which would allow presidential candidates to sue any state in the nation to keep the election open for 5 extra years or 5 extra days. Very prescriptively describes how states can contest election laws at that point. And I think that's the most important thing to always remember. There's a lot of states that have done a lot of different and really good things since 2020. Georgia being one, Texas being another. Pennsylvania's still got some work to do, but Wisconsin's done some good stuff. But I'm just telling you, and I mean this with all sincerity, and I know people don't like this answer, but it's the truth. The last people you want in the world determining your election in North Dakota is any politician in Washington, D.C., because the reality is we're not always going to be in charge, and when Democrats are in charge, they put out policies that are incredibly toxic to how we conduct elections in North Dakota.
Appreciate the call, Pat. Thank you, and we're out of time. Kelly, thanks for the time, as always, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks.
Back to it in D.C. After last night's debate in Fargo, off to D.C. bright and early this morning, and he's back on the ground there. All right, take a short break. Come back with more on What's on Your Mind. We're going to talk to somebody in the eye of the storm down there in Hurricane Ian country in Florida when we come back. Don't go away.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ian continues on a path to southwest Florida. The Category 4 hurricane has sustained winds of 140 miles an hour with an eye located about 70 miles southwest of the city of Naples. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News.
So you're going to talk about power outages. You're going to talk about a lot of rain and flooding. So this is not just going to be limited to wherever the storm makes landfall.
Denmark believes deliberate actions caused big leaks in two natural gas pipelines running under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany. Vladimir Putin could announce the annexation of occupied regions of Ukraine into Russia within days. Ukraine and Western nations call the election during a wartime a sham. For more information, swing by our website at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And grab and go convenience away to PetroServe USA today. Swedish meatballs or lasagna in Valley City. Tater Tot hot dish in Harwood. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. You got Swedish meatballs or cheesy Franks today. Cheesy Franks. Wow, those sound good. Lasagna with garlic bread, 12th and I, 29 Beef Stroganoff, MP Avenue. PetroServe USA 45th location, Fargo. Chicken fettuccine. Is that great or what? Pick up some Red Bull, 26-ounce cans, 2 for $7 today. 28-pack of Nestle water for $4.59. What's not to love? PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. 27 before the top of the hour. And all eyes are on Hurricane Ian, moving shore onshore into Florida, and we have Chris Hollister on the line. Chris is a friend of our own chief meteorologist, Dean Wysocki, and Dino's here as well. Hello, Dino.
Good afternoon. Boy, what a storm. Now it's starting to come onshore.
As we speak.
Yep.
Just, looking at the radar, yeah.
Looks like just south of Sanibel Island. It's hitting Sanibel Island right now, and looks like the eye is starting to close up a bit. Which means it's done strengthening and it's starting to hit shore right now.
Chris Hollister is joining us on the line now. Chris, you're somewhere between Sarasota and Fort Myers, is that right?
Yeah. Well, we live in Rotonda West, which is out on the Cape Hayes Peninsula, kind of dead between Fort Myers and Sarasota. We just evacuated in the last half hour. We had water probably 30 feet behind the house. And the roads were starting to flood. It got really bad, so we ran over to our son's house in Northport. We had to get my in-laws out, so it took two cars, the dogs. I've driven through a lot of bad weather. That's the worst weather I've ever driven through.
Wow.
It's really bad.
Did you always anticipate having to leave at some point?
You know, we weren't sure. You know, our house is buttoned up. It's fairly high. You know, it's about 7-8 feet above sea level, but... with that consistent rain through the night, what we were worried about is, you know, my father-in-law is 90 years old. He can't walk without assistance. So we knew if we didn't get out now, we were stuck. So we had to go for it. We didn't really have a choice. So we're pretty sure our house is going to be flooded. So.
And Chris, you're just north of the eye wall. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, we were looking at my son's a firefighter, and he had sent me a little graph, and it showed a line heading directly across Rotonda West.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
So,
yeah, that's where it is.
You know, yeah, so it was coming right for us. I think it was like 155 miles per hour. You know, you can handle the wind, the water coming up. You know, nothing you can do. You know, we noticed several of our neighbors that were, I think, planning to stay. It looked like everybody was having the same idea, like, you know, it's time to bug out.
Wow. Yeah, I know the storm surge just south of you, Chris, is supposed to be possibly up to 15 feet. The closer you get
to... Yeah, that's what we heard.
Yeah, it's just, wow.
And to explain that, what is a storm surge?
So storm surge is, as the eye wall comes ashore, you're getting basically a wall of water that is coming however high. So if it's 10 feet high, that 10 feet high wall of water is pushing inland. And so the closer you are to shore, the worse you're going to get on that storm surge.
And how close are you, Chris?
You know, we're probably 4,000 or 5,000 feet from the water.
Wow.
You know, we've got a Oyster Creek that kind of runs in right off the intracoastal behind us. So what we were worried about is kind of, you know, getting caught from behind where we couldn't get out. So Rotonda's kind of an inland island, so that there's canals all the way around it. You can't get out without crossing a bridge. So before they shut everything down, you know, we had to go. And, you know, we were kind of lucky because it's low tide right now. High tide's coming in a few hours. So, and it looks like it's going to kind of correspond with the storm coming in. So it could get really bad.
And Chris, do you still have electricity where you're at?
You know, we've got electricity here over in Northport. We had electricity when we were leaving, but it was starting to flicker on and off. It would kind of come in and out. It was on at the moment we left. I would assume it's probably out by now. You know, we have underground utilities, but, you know, we're on the same grid as the local fire department. But, you know, a storm of this magnitude, they told us to expect it. Your power will be out, so...
Have you been through a hurricane before?
I have, yeah. The last pretty big one we were through was Irma in 2017. That kind of skirted behind us, so we were on, you know, the clean side of the storm there. It wasn't nearly as bad. This one, I just couldn't take the chance with my in-laws, and, you know, we've got three dogs. I've got my younger son, so my wife. I had to get him out.
No, it makes total sense, especially with that wind.
Right.
Continuing to, you know, get up there at darn near Category 5 level.
I'm standing outside right now. It's consistent rain and pretty windy.
Wow. What have most people done? Where do they go?
You know, we've heard people, I know yesterday a lot of people were actually heading southeast, like over towards Miami, because that looked like the safest place to go. You know, we had originally thought of going up to Jacksonville or Ponte Vedra Beach up by my brother, but now they're under evacuation, and they closed the bridges up there, so we wouldn't be able to get on the island anyway. You know, I don't know. I'm seeing, you know, driving over here, I saw a lot of people, you know, look like they're inside their houses, you know, all the cars sitting outside. I don't know. You know, I think, you know, a lot of people left, but it's hard to tell.
Is this the worst storm you've been through, Chris? And how prepared are you guys for you know, being without power for, you know, 3, 4, 5 days?
You know, we've got a generator, and I've got plenty of fuel for that. You know, over here at my son's house, we're probably planning to ride out the night here, and then, you know, maybe by tomorrow head back, you know, to the house and see what's left. You know, we've got, you know, plenty of food, plenty of water, you know, batteries, lanterns, propane. So we're pretty good on that end.
And you said this is the worst storm that you've been through.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This is driving over here, we had two cars. I had my wife stay on the phone with us the whole time so we could kind of communicate. That's the, you know, heaviest wind and rain I've ever drove through. It was pushing the car, you know, all over the place.
Now, Kerry, was there anybody else on the road?
There were. You know, we saw several other cars, you know, nowhere near normal traffic, but, you know, we probably saw, you know, 50 or 60 other cars. It's about a 30-minute drive over here. So there's definitely people out. Not much, though. And pretty much everything is closed, so it's really nowhere to go unless you've got a destination in mind.
Yeah, I mean, could you even go to the supermarket or, you know, Walmart?
No.
All those are shut down.
Yeah, I think those closed down, I think, yesterday at 5 p.m., you know, most of the big stores. I think I did see one gas station open on the way here, but that's about it.
Boy, I'm looking at on Google Maps, looking at Rotonda West, and, boy, you're right about the channels and the homes on the channels down there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be about right at sea level. I like the little round area with all the golf courses in there. We need to go down there, Dino, and play some golf.
There you go.
It looks like a wagon wheel.
Yeah, it does. There's like seven golf courses in that area right there. Yeah, that's a lot of low-lying area.
Yeah, it's, I mean, probably most of Rotonda is between 7 and 10 feet above sea level.
Oh, bad.
And we're inland a little bit, but it's, you know, all those canals and creeks connect to the Intracoastal, which connects to the Gulf. You know, we had, I don't know, probably 6-8 inches of standing water in the, on the street. And there's a lake behind my house that's normally about 60 feet behind my pool. And when I left, it was about 25 feet behind my pool. So,
now,
it was rising pretty quick.
Now, Chris, obviously, you've got everything shuttered up and boarded up. Did you guys do any sandbagging or is that useless?
We did, instead of the sandbags, we took the, a lot of people down here, you get the big black contractor bags, fill them with, you know, as much as you can with water, tie them off, and kind of put them out in front of the garage, you know, any main entrance to the house, because they won't move. So we've got that done. You know, luckily, my son's house sits about 8 feet above the road. It's got a pretty good incline to it. So I think we're at about 16 feet above sea level right here. And we're pretty far. We're a little farther inland.
Yeah, you're like, what, 30 miles northeast of the coast?
Yeah, we're in Worthport, so, which is Sarasota County. We're kind of like close to the border between Northport and Port Charlotte, but probably 5-6 miles in from the river, so that's good.
Do most people...
And we dropped over the river coming here, and it was really high.
Do most people... disregard the evacuation orders? You know, if you've seen a lot of people say, just leave, just leave. I mean, you hear that from the government officials of people. I mean,
there's always that group that, you know, I always hear people, I'm, you know, people have hurricane parties down here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not leaving my house. This storm, I think because of the intensity, the general feeling I'm getting is people are taking this one a lot more seriously. Because, you know, typically, you know, this side, we're usually pretty safe from storms. But, you know, we've had a pretty good heads up for 3 or 4 days that it might be coming to this side of the state. So,
and
you know, Florida is really good at preparing.
And the state just literally shuts down. I mean, businesses aren't open. People are just hunkering down and doing what they have to do, and life stops otherwise, huh?
Yep. Everywhere you go, everything is boarded up, shuttered up. You know, I've said this before, you know, Florida may be better than anywhere else, you know, when it comes to handling hurricanes. Their emergency response and preparation is just really, really good.
And you have what you need to hunker down?
Yeah, we're good for now. We've, you know, got the dogs out, got my in-laws out there. Everybody's inside the house. I'm just kind of standing out in the entry. It's not terrible now right here. It's definitely windy, and there's a lot of blowing rain, but I think it's probably going to get really bad in the, probably about 2 hours.
Yeah. Once that eye wall gets inland and it's headed right kind of towards your area, so you'll see those winds really increase quickly.
Well, Chris, thanks for taking a little time with us on the phone. We're praying for the best.
Thanks very much.
Our friends in Florida. Yeah, you bet. Good luck to you, and thanks for the update.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Chris Hollister, living through what many are living through right now in Florida, in the middle of Hurricane Ian coming to land down there. Gosh, can you imagine? not knowing what's coming, the storm surge, and oh my gosh. More after this, folks. Don't go away.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Today, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
This would be who?
Led Zeppelin, my friend. Kashmir.
Do you know that, Chris?
Say, Scotty, you didn't know who that was?
I didn't know who that was.
I did.
I'm not a big Led Zeppelin fan, to tell you the truth.
Oh, turn his mic off.
I'm sorry.
What?
I just, you know.
You will
I grew up in the lover. I grew up in the lover boy era.
You will not find a band anywhere near Led Zeppelin on my list. They are number one with a bullet.
Number one with a bullet, huh?
Yep.
Let me tell you about Mike Lindell, My Pillow. Some great specials right now.
I just got the 1995 towel set.
Did you?
Notification. Those are on sale.
Three-piece towel set, 1998. You're exactly right. They're having their biggest bass sale ever right now. Robes as low as $89.98, slippers down to $49.98, three-piece towel sets, $19.98. Biggest bed sheet sale in history, $29.98 right now. But you need the promo code SCOTT to get these good deals.
If you live in this area and you do not have a pair of Mike Lindell's My Slippers, get them. Just get them. You'll see what I mean. Thick soles, fur-lined, memory foam, fit your feet, nice and comfy.
So
you can take the dog out in February in them.
Clearly the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And regularly priced at $139.98. You know what they are now? $49.98.
Yeah, yeah.
$49.98.
They're built like it, too. You can tell. They are quality.
MyPillow.com. Use the promo code SCOTT for the great deals. Or call 800-506-9028. Nine before the top of the hour. Last chance to weigh in on the news of the day or anything else you'd like to talk about here today. Can't help but think about Chris Hollister, our guest just a moment ago, and all the others that are right now in the eye of the storm, the path of Hurricane Ian. Which, by the way, is going to go all the way up to, like, Atlanta. You know, it's going to cruise through Florida as a Category 4 all the way inland.
Yeah, and the southeast has been flooded already with a number of other storms. They had a wet, this is not going to be good.
They've already got wind.
We'll dig out.
Naples right now, 80-mile-an-hour winds. Key West, 79. Sarasota Bay, 72. Sanibel Island, 66. Those winds are already cranking. And this thing is just now coming ashore. So, wow. Unbelievable.
Took my niece in Tampa. She's in Palm Harbor. Took her 2 days with help to get her lanai and everything all boarded up and everything. And they had a hard time finding materials to do it.
I'll bet, because everybody's
doing it.
Big rush on that stuff. Yeah. They got rain reports already at 9 inches, Delray Beach.
Oh, gosh.
9 inches of rain, and the thing's not even on shore yet. The eye wall just now coming on shore.
Right about where Chris was, too.
337,000 power outages already in Florida. Again, this is already, as he was saying, his lights were flickering. 271-1100 is our telephone number, 271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590. Prayers for all those impacted by the storm in Florida. Be thankful, all of us far northerners, that we all have to worry about it. All we have to worry about is an occasional tornado and blizzard.
Amen.
No kidding.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you talk about gators and snakes and the rest of it. Now, I love to visit, but I'll be right here.
Dana has a question or comment. Go ahead, Dana. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Morning.
I was going to ask Kelly this, but maybe you can help me. I believe he cares about us, and he's young enough yet that he's been in there, that he's got potential to do things for us. And I sent that podcast, my idea on changing our economy. Could you see if he'll do a show with you to discuss that idea? Because it's an excellent way for him to prove to the people that he cares. And I'm ready to do it with him, if you could please do it. And I'm getting ready to call by this afternoon, so I'm kind of excited to let her rip out here. So.
Where do you farm, Dana?
Down by Edgley, Judd area.
All right. Beautiful.
They were going big time yesterday.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Weather's perfect for it, huh?
Oh, the dust was flying there. It looked good. Whatever's ready, they're rolling on it.
I love it, Dana. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening while you're combining, too. We appreciate that. This was a question for Kelly we didn't get to as well. Why does every budget have to be an increase? Can you not put together a budget that cuts programs we cannot afford? Start with green energy spending. Things that can happen under a Republican rule come November. Appreciate that. Let's see what else we got here. Fuel is 50% more.
food costs 33% more. Not good. Yeah, I hear you. Another says, what about changing how Congress operates? Time in D.C. is limited to less than 6 months of the year. Force them to do the job they were elected for and live in the area they represent. That's how the founding fathers did it, you know. They'd go in there as a citizen legislator and
go home.
Work a little and come home.
And come home.
Exactly right.
Amen to that.
Texter says Republicans should get our oil independence going again. The cost of everything would come down. The cost of living affordable again. All right, friends. Busy day today on the phones and the texts and the guests and everything else. Thank you so much for that. We'll do this again tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. God bless you.
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.